X for X-Men. The X-Men are a comic series and also film series of the Marvel comics group that revolve around an army of mutants that are led partly by Professor Xavier, who is fighting for the right thing to do in this world, and his initially friend, later rival, Magneto, who is fighting for evil in the sense that he is driven by revenge. Now, the mutants, they initially look like humans, but they're actually not quite hybrids, but they have strange superpowers, heterogeneous powers, so they have different bodies. For instance, they are human and fire, not at the same time, that's why I call them heterogeneous, but they have that power. They can become fire or become ice, or sometimes they mix, like Magneto has magnetic powers, Professor Xavier is clairvoyant, you have Beast, who has a kind of strong animal nature in himself, some can fly, and so on. The series starts off, both the book and the film, with the primal scene of Magneto, because many superheroes, they find their powers in a traumatic childhood experience, and in this case, it's not different. As I say, 5 or 6 year old Magneto saw his mother being killed by a Nazi doctor. So the background of this whole fiction about mutants is basically National Socialism experimenting on humans to breed a better race. It's important to keep that in mind, I think. But what intrigues me about mutants or superheroes in general is that they have a bodily disposition that seems to give them, well, it actually gives them superpowers, but at the same time, it's not that they're better, because through this traumatic experience of their childhood and through their highly different body, they stand only with one leg in our society. So they're banished to the margins somehow. They seem to have access to different worlds, and yet they don't even have access to ours or to whatever that different world might be. And that it happens through their corporeal wiring, this really fascinates me. Yeah, I wanted to make a link to this issue of what does it mean to be a mutant and to have a confused body because you're being experimented upon. If you think about National Socialism experimenting upon humans, it immediately causes a huge ethical debate. But if we think about GMOs today, genetically modified organisms, and that we're mainly talking about plants in the first place, there doesn't seem to be so much debate, though they were touching upon the very limits of how humans can intervene in nature, of the power of science, the time span our knowledge can address or not. There are GMOs since 20 years in the United States, and they don't pose a threat on humans. But still, evolution has been changed forever. What does this mean? Now, a month ago, a rather terrifying news reached me from Belgium, in that a group of activists that a year ago had protested at a test field for GMOs in the Wetteren were sentenced for 6 to 8 months of jail as gangsters, even, so for forming a gang. What is shocking is that they're, you can call them political prisoners, because they're actually, on the one hand, brought to jail for their opinions, but what is equally shocking is that they're being silenced. A year ago already, Barbara van Dijk, who is a bioengineer, she was fired by the University of Leuven, because supposedly as a scientist she couldn't have an opinion. Or as a citizen she could, but not as a scientist, because scientific research should be open and neutral, whatever that means. Director Marquard of University of Leuven didn't admit whatsoever that his university is basically run by powerful lobbies of the industry that bring in the money. Oh, that's all neutral, right? And then now again, in the case in court, the whole issue of GMOs and why activists, scientists, and then also artists and other citizens that had their say in this case. Yeah, so this issue of the GMO was not addressed in the court case, not given a public platform, but then, yeah, sidetracked to another case, and so they're sentenced now as criminals, which is very strange. So this silencing of public space and of citizens speaking out is basically a threat to democracy, and I find this really worrying. And I think in that sense, this case, as it is now being discussed in Flanders among artists a lot, is not so far away from Vladimir Putin taking the Pussy Riot group political prisoners.